Do you love to write? Do you love to read? Have you considered publishing your work online or on paper? If you answered yes to any or all of these questions, you might be interested in the American Amateur Press Association. The AAPA welcomes hobby journalists from all walks of life. Retirees, teenagers, college students, housewives, professional journalists, college professors, truck drivers, ministers, you name it. People with an extraordinary desire to write, to read, and to publish. Whether you enjoy scribbling a short story, blogging, creating artwork, making your own publications with a laser printer or a letterpress, the American Amateur Press Association is a community where you can connect with like-minded people. For more information, visit our website at aapainfo.org. That's aapainfo.org. Remember, whatever you do, honor your craft and creativity. It's time for the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Indeed. The thrift shop is open here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, non-commercial, and college radio for the Kearsarge and Sunapee regions. On the Radio Thrift Shop, you'll find seldom seen recordings and seldom heard tunes from the past century plus of recorded sound. It's never the same program twice, or even once. I just can't get enough of that track. It's by The Advancement. It was released back in 1969. The tune is called Stone Folk. Well, we're going to start off the thrift shop today with something a little bit different. An extended piece by Rollison with Peter Broderick from their LP Replica, which was released on CD and vinyl and MP3 download by Hush Records. We're going to hear the first track. There are only two tracks on this LP. We're going to hear El Lobo. Thank you.
Thank you. y somos más lobos que santos de cruz, pues que no lo ves y no bajes velas, que no hay temporal, es solo tu miedo a llegar.
Sí, como advirtiéndonos, se os olvidó, el tiempo es un músculo, qué estúpido es tenerlo siempre tenso.
With Peter Broderick from their LP Replica, which was released, I believe, just these past few months. That was El Lobo. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Well, unfortunately, guitarist Billy Muir has died at the age of 97. Muir was born in New York and played violin before making guitar his primary instrument. He played in bands while in the service during World War II, and he found work at radio station WNEW after the war until 1957. In addition to tons of solo recordings, he worked as a session musician, composer, and arranger. He released a lot of solo albums in styles ranging from surf rock to pop to Hawaiian. He also worked with Paul Anka, Frankie Lane, Perry Como, Patti Page, Tony Bennett, and many others. Let's hear Billy Muir's version of Caravan. Definitely got to add some Billy Muir music to the Thrift Shop library. Indeed, you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. From acetates to 78s, from wax cylinders to music being released next week, tune in to the Radio Thrift Shop for all your melodic needs. I like to do a segment called Drop the Needle. It's a segment in which I'm going to play something that I have not heard before. It's got a couple of rules. I must have purchased the music in a thrift shop, and I'm going to play at least 1 minute of it, no matter how wonderful or how terrible it is. Believe it or not, there are a lot of musicians that I have never heard, because obviously there are millions of musicians and millions of recordings in the world. This was released on a major label on Columbia back in 1972, Baden Powell. The album is Solitude on Guitar. Found it for a quarter yesterday in pristine condition. Can't go wrong. So, without further ado, I'm going to drop the needle on Baden Powell, a tune called Chara. Thank you. Sweet. Well, that goes on the must play more of list. Baden Powell, tune called Chara from the album Solitude on guitar, released on Columbia Records in 1972. For a couple of decades, Russ Forster's been publishing 8-Track Mind, which is an absolutely wonderful zine celebrating all things analog, especially 8-tracks and other forms of tapes, vinyl, and analog recording. Here's what Russ Forster has to say in the afterword to his new issue, 8-Track Mind number 102, summer 2013. One thing that has always amazed me about 8-Track Mind in my many years as editor-publisher is the sense of connection and mutual admiration among contributors and readers alike. It has felt like more than just a collector's society to me through all these years. I've worked hard to keep it an open forum for all manner of oddball and eccentric, with an axe to grind about subjects ranging from consumer waste to planned obsolescence to corporate distrust to stubborn contrarianism and all points around and in between. 8-track lovers who are generally attracted to many things analog are a strange and endlessly fascinating breed, at least to the eyes of this generally jaundiced and cynical observer. I've devoted a significant portion of my life to the chaotic endeavor that is 8-track Mind, and I've loved every minute of it. Fame and fortune are fleeting, and are nothing that I've ever seriously strived for. I'd much rather perform live to a small audience of true believers than to a huge audience of bored onlookers. This has always been the credo of 8-track Mind, as well. The quantity of interested participants has always been far surpassed by the quality, and I wouldn't have it any other way. For a magazine that I once thought would only last a few issues and have a few dozen people interested in it, it's always been a pleasant surprise and a terrific adventure. Come and following the beckoning tune of the Analog Pipers, if you dare. And here are the 8 noble truths of the 8-track Mind. Understanding one's fate leads to greater acceptance. State of the art is in the eye of the beholder. Society's drive is on attaining rather than experiencing. In less than optimum circumstances, creativity becomes all the more important. Progress is too often promises to get you to buy. New and improved doesn't necessarily mean the same thing. Naive is not a dirty word. In seeking perfection, has the obvious been overlooked? Innovation alone will not replace beauty.
Thank you.
right. The collection with Both Sides Now. Before that, a very rare song by Donovan, the title track to the film Brother Sun and Sister Moon. Prior to that, Peppermint Rainbow with Rosemary. Before that, Bateau with High Tide. And Bateau with a B-A-T-T-E-A-U-X was actually the debut album of Buskin and Bateau, released in 1973. And they'll be performing at the Sunapee Coffee House here in Sunapee on Friday, November 1st at 7 p.m. Definitely want to check that out. For more information, you can surf on over to www.sunapeecoffeehouse.org. And before Bateau, we heard Steely Dan, Black Cow from Asia, which has got to be my favorite Steely Dan album of all time. If I could have a favorite one, that's it. We started off with Walt Rockman and some library music called Newcomer. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. It is a very foggy Sunday afternoon out there all of a sudden. So we're going to do a little time traveling and hear some old time radio. We're going to hear the Andre Kostelanets Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Alexander Scott speaking for Andre Kostelanets, who hopes that wherever his music reaches you tonight, it finds you well and happy and in a mood for pleasant listening. Our guest this evening is Ginny Sims, visiting in New York these days with her own radio show. First, a new Kostelanets treatment of the current Richard Rodgers hit, That's For Me. portrait of Miss Ginny Sims. A vast, substantial, and entirely lovely smile, completely surrounded by microphones, telephones, movie cameras, sailors, soldiers, and marines. Ginny's first song is a new one by David Raxon, composer of Laura, and a graduate of the Andre Kostelanitz arranging staff. With Mr. Kostelanitz conducting, Ginny Sims sings slowly.
Slowly I open my eyes, hazy with mist. Slowly my lips realize they had just been kissed. Slowly you stirred in my arms, thrilling me so. Softly you sighed and you whispered, don't ever let me go. Then to my ears there came a sound of music playing all around, and in your eyes a wondrous light told me that this night was forever. Slowly the moon playing all around, and in your eyes a wondrous light told me that this night was forever. Slowly the moon came in view, smiling above. That's when
second biography of Cole Porter, composer of our next melody. Born Peru, Indiana, 54 years ago. Composed first song called The Bobolink Waltz at age 10. Educated Yale, Harvard Law School, and Schola Cantorum in Paris. Discouraged by early musical failures, he joined the French Foreign Legion in 1915. Taught French gunnery to American artillerymen in World War I. Was awarded the Croix de Guerre. Returned to Broadway and to lasting success in the 20s. This is Porter's I Concentrate on You, a 1940 hit brought up to date by Andre Kostelanitz. Well, we're in the biographical groove. I might mention that Ginny Sims, like so many notable beauties, comes from Texas by way of California. Ginny was born in San Antonio, raised in Fresno, and educated at Fresno State College. We return to Cole Porter for Ginny's next song with Andre Castellanos. We hear, I've Got You Under My Skin. A certain wave in San Francisco married a member of the infantry. The Navy sent her to Honolulu. The Army moved him to Normandy. D-Day came, and then came V-Day. Points he had, and so had she. He came back to New York Harbor. At the Golden Gate, she was finally free. What's the answer to their continental problem? Why, the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Thank you.
time and place, long ago and far away. Scene, a convent cloister on a hilltop at sunset, the hour of the Angelus. From the valley below, a procession of white-robed monks moves through the dusk, up a winding path to the abbey gates. The day's work is ended. It is time for prayer. The music that paints the picture, offered now by Andre Castellanets, Ketelby's In a Monastery Garden. life of Cole Porter, by the way, has been the subject of a new movie starring Ginny Sims. The producer of the picture is another eminent songsmith, Arthur Schwartz, composer of Dancing in the Dark. Andre Castellanets brings us a well-remembered Schwartz melody, I See Your Face Before Me. Front and center, Ginny Sims. All about her, the 65 men who make the music of Andre Castellanets. On the music racks, a song called Dancing in the Dark. I'd call that a perfect combination. Let's hear how it works out. Mr. Castellanets?
And it's soon.
Armed Forces Radio Service.
That's going to do it for another edition of The Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, coming to you live and local over the airwaves of WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, the broadcast service of Colby Sawyer College. On Radio Thrift Shop, I do things old school. I've got no Facebook, no Twitter, none of that high-tech stuff, not a website. But I don't know, you know, maybe it's not a good idea for Radio Thrift Shop to be radio's best-kept secret. Let me know what you think. My email address is fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. That's fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. Frederick Michael Oscar Echo. The 50th anniversary of Doctor Who is coming up on November 23rd. Can another edition of TARDIS Radio be far behind? We shall see. Remember, wherever you are in the universe of time and space, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Thank you.
Thank you.